Welcome to the deep dive. Today we are looking at something, you know, most of us just completely take for granted.
Right, landing an airplane.
Exactly. We've got a stack of aviation training summaries and this fascinating article on a revolutionary technique called the Jacobson flare.
Yeah, our mission today is really to uncover why traditional flight training methods might actually be, well, fundamentally flawed.
And how a new geometric approach is changing the game. So, what does this all mean?
Well, it means we need to examine the honestly bizarre way pilots are traditionally taught to control their descent.
Right.
From day one, you know, many student pilots are caught a philosophy relying on the secondary effects of the flight controls. So they're told the elevators.
It's the laps on the tail, right? The ones pointing the nose up or down.
Yeah, exactly. They're taught that those should be used to control their airspeed. And meanwhile, the engine power, or the throttle, is used to control their rate of descent.
Wait, hold on. That feels completely backwards to me. I mean, why would anyone teach an airplane's controls in reverse?
Yeah, it really does seem backwards.
Like, why not just use power for speed and point the nose where you want to go?
Because that traditional logic was actually inherited from flying gliders.
Oh, where you don't have an engine.
Precisely. In a glider, you have to use pitch to maintain airspeed. But on a modern powered approach, relying on that old glider method, well, it forces the airplane into this roller coaster flight path.
Okay, let's unpack this with that totally absurd cow suit analogy from our sources.
Yeah, that one is great.
So imagine two pilots going to a party in a two-person cow suit. The pilot in the front half, representing the throttle, can clearly see where they're going, but they're only allowed to manage speed.
Right, while the pilot in the back half, representing the elevator, is completely blind.
Yes. Completely blind, yet they're the one in charge of navigating the actual path to the party. It's just chaos.
It is. And we teach visual flight rules, or VFR, students in light airplanes this backwards method. But then we expect them to fly normally when they graduate to heavy jets flying instrument flight rules.
Relying on gauges, right. But the airplane doesn't care if you're flying VFR or IFR. It only knows if it has an engine or not.
Exactly. What's fascinating here is how this roller coaster path creates incredibly dangerous habits right before touchdown.
Because you're constantly chasing corrections, right?
Yeah. Imagine you're the pilot, coming in high and fast. If you've been trained to prioritize airspeed with your elevator, your knee-jerk reaction is to pull the nose up to slow down.
But pulling the nose up just makes your height problem even worse. You're actively flying away from the runway at that point.
Exactly. And a pilot who is low will pitch down, which is literally the last thing you want to do.
And the math on a standard approach is just unforgiving. I mean, a normal approach angle is a very flat 3 degrees.
A flat, yeah. Yeah.
At that angle, geometry dictates that for every 1 foot you are too high, you land 20 feet further down the runway. That tiny vertical error compounds massively.
Which creates total inconsistency as you cross the runway threshold. Mm. And that sets up a massive paradox at the most critical phase, you know, the flare.
Right before the wheels touch.
Yeah, a pilot trained in this flawed method has to suddenly abandon their training. They must abruptly transition from using the elevators to control their airspeed to using them to control their flight path angle.
So they completely change their control philosophy just seconds before hitting the ground.
That's why
it defies all logic.
How are you supposed to consistently gauge the right height to pull back when the visual picture out the window is different every single time?
You really can't. Instructors just tell students to flare about here or, you know, about now. It turns landing into haphazard guesswork based on feel.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Our sources present a universal, quantifiable solution called the Jacobson flare, which just completely eliminates that guesswork.
It does, yes.
So instead of relying on this nebulous feeling of being about the height of a tree, how does this actually work in the cockpit?
Well, the Jacobson flare gives the pilot a clearly delineated eye path. You can think of it like a geometric grid.
Okay, a grid. Right. It uses solid visual aim points on the runway to calculate an exact longitudinal flare cutoff point.
So by lining up specific marks on the windshield with lines on the runway, the pilot knows the exact mathematical moment to pull back on the stick.
Exactly. It uses the primary effects of the controls, meaning elevators for flight path and throttle for speed.
So you're basically swapping a mysterious art for a logically learned skill. You know exactly where to look and when to act every single time.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, standardizing the approach this way means drastically more consistent touchdowns.
Which minimizes how long planes sit on the runway.
Right. And massively reduces wear and tear on tires and brakes, all without a single piece of extra equipment.
It really just takes the unpredictability out of flying. We're replacing blind tradition with pure geometry.
It's a huge shift in perspective.
Which leaves you with a pretty wild thought to chew on. If the global aviation world has blindly accepted this flawed roller coaster logic for over a century, simply because it's tradition, what other fundamental skills in our daily lives or other high-stakes professions are secretly just built on outdated, illogical compromises?